so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Obviously, a lot of things were sent over the weekend, including an invitation to my wife to celebrate what we did 30 years ago Saturday and to continue to do that because, well, we committed to it and I'm still available. Dorothy Jane, I'm the only one available to you. That is, of course, if you want to be obedient to the Lord, which I don't think that idea is shared. But again, I'm very much aware of grace. And I pray that the Lord shows grace to both of us. I did what turned out to be long, a message to my family about what happened over the weekend. It was very interesting to me, and obviously it's online, and I did indicate in the email when I sent it that I did not anticipate any comments, any views, nothing. And thus far, this has proven to be true. But I'm really taken back at the response to the video I did Saturday. 5 minutes. It was almost 200 views within the first 24 hours. It's dropped off dramatically, obviously, because you know it's no longer fresh. We're about 220 now, but still, that's remarkable for me, Joe No Name, and a lot of it on YouTube, which is really strange. I did it because Eric Cochran, the man I mentioned, and my saga are so similar. And I'm afraid he's going to be abandoned because I know what it's like. Obedience to Christ is not correct, something people like to see in others. When a flawed man tries to be obedient to Christ, the institution rejects him, including Dorothy Jane, I love you. I am your husband. I am available to you, and I am seeking reconciliation. You have my heart. No one else. It's only you. I love you.